Israel's military campaign against Hamas will continue with full force, according to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, despite growing cries from the international community for a ceasefire. It comes after a week of heavy fighting, which has seen more than 190 Palestinians killed, as well as 10 Israelis. Overnight, rescue workers in Gaza have been desperately searching for survivors in the rubble of the deadliest blast yet, which has killed more than 40 Palestinians. Middle East correspondent Tom Joyner reports from southern Israel.
Crying out for survivors in a building destroyed by rocket fire, a rescue worker asks, "Can you hear me?" And he's a man called back. He's a rare survivor from the heaviest bombing in the conflict so far. An Israeli airstrike flattened this residential block in central Gaza, and rescue teams have been delicately working for hours, pulling survivors out by hand, ensuring no one is left inside before clearing rubble with an excavator. It's the deadliest attack yet, with more than 40 Palestinians killed, according to Gazan health officials, including 16 women and 10 children. Happy birthday. Here, a distraught father, also injured in the attack, sees his child who was killed in the blast. 21 of the victims were from the same family. Israel's military says it's been targeting leaders and infrastructure linked to Hamas. The UN's Office for Humanitarian Affairs says around 38,000 people have been displaced in Gaza, many fleeing to UN schools for safety. Nearly a week since heavy fighting began, there's little sign of the violence abating. The Israeli Defence Force says more than 3,000 rockets have been fired from Gaza in the past week. Today, the indiscriminate damage from a barrage of Hamas rockets continued across Israel. A synagogue in the southern city of Ashkelon suffered a direct hit, but there were no injuries. On the ground, violence continued in the West Bank, with Palestinians facing off with Israeli forces. And in a harrowing incident, six Israeli police officers were rammed by the driver of a car outside the Sheikh Jarrah neighbourhood in East Jerusalem. In a televised address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the attacks were continuing at full force and will take time. And despite mounting international pressure, at a meeting of the Israeli Security Cabinet today, a ceasefire was reportedly not discussed. In southern Israel, this is Tom Joyner reporting for AM.